This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abba. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos. Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis. The Mishnah said the difference between Oinus and Mefata is Mefata pays three payments and the Oinus pays four. Mefata pays Boishes Pagam and Knas, and the additional payment of Oinus is Tsar. So the Gemara wanted to know, what exactly is the tsar of being ma'anis a woman, of raping a woman? So the father of Shmuel said, the tsar is he threw her down to the ground. So the Gemara asked, well, let's say he threw her onto silk. Then you're pater from tsar? And if you're going to say, yeah. But v'atani, we learned in a braisa, Rav Shim ben Yehuda Oimer, Mishum Rav Shimon, Oinei Seine Mishal Mesatzar. Rav Shimon Yehuda says the name Rav Shimon that Oinus never pays Tsar. He disagrees with the entire payment of Tsar. Why? Because whatever Tsar shall experience, ultimately she'll experience that Tsar under the husband. She's ultimately going to suffer under the husband when the husband has relations with her. Amrulay, to which the Chachamim said, well, Eino daimen nevelas b'anis nevelas b'ratzen. There's no comparison between a woman who has relations when she's forced and if she does it consensually. But the bottom line is, there is an opinion of Rab Shimon ben Yehuda, the name Rab Shimon, that oinus doesn't pay tsar because ultimately she'll experience that under the husband. Clearly then, the tsar of oinus is not throwing her down to the ground, because the husband doesn't throw her down to the ground. There must be some other tsar, and there must be a totally different understanding of what the obligation of tsar is. Otherwise, how could anyone possibly have said that you don't pay tsar because she's ultimately going to experience tsar under the husband? Ella, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua. Rav Nachman said the name Rabba Ravua. Tsar shall pisuk haraglayim. The tsar of a ma'anis, a woman, is the tsar of her widening her legs, opening up her legs. V'chein hu oimer, like the pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'atifsiki es ragleich l'chol oiver. You opened up your legs to every passerby. So the tsar of being ma'anis a woman is the pain of opening up her legs, which Rav Shimon bar Yehuda said to Rav Shimon that you don't have to pay for that because ultimately she would have to do that to the husband. But the Gemara asks, ihachi, if so, mefuta nami. Then even if someone seduces a woman, he should have to pay tsar because she had to open up her legs. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, Mashal de Mefuta de Mahadavar Daima. Let me tell you what Mefuta is similar to. La Adam Sha'amar La Chaveira, it's similar to a person who said to his friend, Kira Shira in Shali, rip up my silk. Vihipater. Rip up my silk and be pater. Meaning, if Reuven says to Shimon, rip up my silk, and you'll be exempt. So, that is what Mefuta is analogous to. In other words, really, you should have to pay tsar to Mefuta. Why is that? Because she also is spreading open her legs. The only thing is that the reason why you don't have to pay tsar is because she is basically foregoes it. She's Meichel. Says the Gemara, what do you mean she's Meichel? It's not hers to be Meichel. The tsar doesn't go to her, it goes to the father, so she can be meichelet. Says Gemara, the avuaninu belongs to the father. El amar of Nachman, amar rabba bar avua. Rather, the tsar is something else entirely. Rav Nachman said the name of rabba bar avua, pikchoy shabahen oimrois, mafuta ein la tsar. The smart women say that mafuta doesn't have tsar. It's not that she's moichalet, because it's not hers to be moichal. It's because she wants to do it that tsar is so minimal, it's offset by the pleasure she has. Says the Gemara, the smart women say, mafuta doesn't have tsar. Ay, vahaka chazina de isla, but we see she does have. We see it hurts. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Amar li aim, my mother told me, meaning my nanny told me, you know what it hurts like? Kemaya chamimi areshe de karcha, like hot water on a bald head. Meaning it doesn't hurt so much. Now why Abaye's nanny was telling him about how much tsar, a woman who's seduced experiences, I don't know if that's responsible nannyship. Why would she tell him this? But anyway, that's what she told him. Rava Amar, Amra li bas Rav Chizda. Rava said, the daughter of Rav Chizda told me, ki rivda de kosilta, like the lancet of bloodletting. It's a little pinch. Now, Rava was married to Rav Chizda's daughter. Why Rava's wife told him how much tsar it is to open it for a woman to open up her legs, it's not clear. And so it's not clear why the Gemara refers to her as the daughter of Chizda. Rav Papa Amar, Amar li Bas Abba Surah, the daughter of Abba Surah, told me, meaning my wife, ki nama akusha bechinchi, like rough bread on a palate. Meaning it's just a little scratch. Basically, the pain of opening up one's leg, for a woman to open up her leg, is negligible, and the hana that she experienced outweighs it. Okay. Now, the Mishnah says that an oinus, if someone rapes a woman, he has to give the knas immediately. The mefateh, he only has to give it to her l'chsheyoytzi, literally when he divorces her. Which the Gemara asks, what do you mean when he divorces her? He's not married to her. The mefateh is not married to the woman. What do you mean when he divorces her? Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Ema, says the Gemara, l'chsheyoytzi yeshtahi. Is she his wife? Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Ema l'chshalo yechnois. Doesn't mean when he divorces her, he has to give her the knas. It means if he decides he doesn't want to marry her. If, for whatever reason, he is not continuing with the relationship with her, that's when he gives the knas. The oinus, if someone's ma'anis a woman, he rapes her, he has to give her the knas immediately, whether he ends up marrying her or not. A mafuta, he only has to give her to her if he decides not to marry her. Tanya Nami Hachi, we learned in Brice like this as well. Afa Pisha Amru Hamafate Noisein Lichsha Lo Yichnois, even though we say Hamafate gives the Knas if he doesn't marry her, Boishes Upagam Noisin Miyad. Embarrassment and her diminishment of value, he pays her immediately, even if he marries her. So Mafate, the Knas, is only if he doesn't marry her. Boishes Upagam is even if he does marry, he gives it to her immediately. Ve'echad ha'oines, ve'echad ha'mafata, and both oines and mafata, bein he, both her, bein avia, or her father, yucholim la'akev, they could stop the marriage. So both by oines and mafata, both he and the father could stop the marriage. Says Gemara, bishlama mafuta, the halacha is that they both could stop the marriage, ksiv. It says, Ima'in Yama'in, Aviyah, if the father refuses. Ain li ala Aviyah, I only know the father, he asked me nine. How do we know that she could refuse it? Tamalaymar Yama'in. Not only Ma'in, but Yama'in. Mikal Ma'kaim. Ela Oines, but Oines. But Oines. Bishlama ihi, Bishlama, she could prevent it. Vilai sihiya, to him she should be. That implies midaita, only if she wants it. But how do we know the father could be ma'akif? By mafuta it says. But by oines, how do we know? Oh, good. Tosfos asks, I was troubled by this. What do you mean? We've learned many times that there's a hekesh, gzeir shava, ashalai rasa, between Oines and Mefata. Tosa says, the fourth wide line, Tema kivin d'Oines and Mefata, Migmar gemiri mihadadi, Lahamil sanami ligmaru mihadadi. That just like the father could stop mafata, he should be able to stop oinus. Kidaparch v'samuch umay kamer elaviyam minolan. So Tosafos says, well, maybe we don't learn this from each other because mafata, you know why you could be ma'akev. By mafata, he could be ma'akev, and oinus, he's forced to marry her. So maybe by mafata, the father could be ma'akev, and by oinus, the father can't be ma'akev. And the Gemara is going to use a similar svara, or the same svara, coming up. Says the Gemara, how do I know the father could be ma'akev by oinus? Amar Abaye, look, shelo yehi choite niskar. We don't want the sinner to profit. Had he not raped her, the father could have chosen not to marry her to him. So now that he raped her, the father can't be ma'akev. So then he's better off now that he raped her. Beforehand, the father could have chosen not to marry her to him. And now he loses that ability? No, shelo yehi choite niskar. Rava Amar, Rava says, kavachomer. Uma mefate, by mefate, he only violated the father's das. Shelo yavar el das aviyah. He only violated the father's das. Bovad, bein hi uvein aviyah yichom la'akev. And even though she wanted, both she and the father could be ma'akev. Oinus, where he violated both of their das. Oinus she'avar al das aviyah v'yal das atzma. Like koshikain, that the father could nix it. If by mafate, where he had her permission, he just didn't have his permission, and they both could stop it. Oinus, where he didn't have anyone's permission, certainly they should both be able to stop it. So, Rava lo yomar k'Abaye, Rava didn't say like Abaye, that the reason why the father can be ma'akev is shalaye choyte niskar, is it's not choyte niskar. He pays knas, so he's not benefiting. Kivan dekam shalim knas, lav choyte niskarhu. Since he's paying a knas, he's not benefiting by doing the sin. It's true now the father can't be ma'akev, but he had to pay a knas. Abaye lo yomar k'Rava, Abaye didn't say like Rava, well, obviously he could stop because here you even violated her will. Says why? Mefata di ihu matzi ma'akev. By mefata, where the seducer himself could put a stop to it. Avianami matzi ma'akev. The father could put a stop to it. Oinus, where he himself cannot be ma'akev. Di ihu loy matzi ma'akev. By oinus, where he himself cannot be ma'akev, he has to be shoyse ba'atzitzoy. He is forced to marry her. Avianami loy matzi ma'akev. The father also is not able to be ma'akev. Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa. Afal Pisha Amru Oines Noisin Miyad. We learned in another Braisa. Even though they said an Oines has to give immediately, right, we know an Oines has to give Knas immediately. What would the halacha be if he divorces her? Does he have to pay her a ksuba? Kisheyoitzihu, if he divorces her, ain la alav klum. He doesn't have to give her a ksuba because he already gave her the 50 shekel in the beginning. That's in lieu of a future ksuba. Says Gemara, what do you mean when he divorces her? He's not allowed to divorce her. He has to be married to her forever. Kisheyoitzi mimatzi mapikla. When he divorces her, is he able to bring her out? Says Gemara, no, rather means kishateitzehi. When she wants out, then he's allowed to divorce her. Ain la alav klum. He has no responsibility to give her a ksuba. He already gave her a ksuba when he raped her, even before they got married. Mace. What if he dies? Yatsa kesef knasa b'ksubasa. So then the money he gave her when he raped her, that will be in lieu of the ksuba. He doesn't give her a divorce. He doesn't give her a ksuba when he divorces her. If she wants, and she's not owed a ksuba if he dies. However, this is not unanimous. Rabbi Yosi Rehuda Omer, yesh la ksuba mane. She does have a ksuba. She has a ksuva of a bu'ula. She has a ksuba, but as a bu'ula. She got her 50 shekel, and now she gets as a bu'ula. Whether he divorces her, or whether he dies. But my kumiflagi, what's this machlokes here, whether if someone is ma'anis a woman, he then marries her, and then he either divorces her or dies, there's a machlokes whether she gets a ksuba. What's this based on? Rabbanon Savri, the rabbis hold, Taima mai takin rabbanon ksuba. Why did the rabbis... Why were they misakin ksuba? Kadei shaloi te kalaba inav lohitzia. The reason for ksuba, so it shouldn't be light in his eyes to divorce her. So here, there's no reason to give that he's chayiv to give a ksuba. He's not allowed to divorce her. The whole reason for ksuba is it shouldn't be easy to divorce. Well, here it's not possible to divorce. V'haloi matzim apikla, he can't divorce her. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, he can't divorce her, but he could make her life miserable that she requests a divorce. So therefore we do need to ensure that he doesn't do that, and therefore we do obligate ksuba. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda savar, hanami mitza'arla, he will be mitza'ar ad amrahi until she says, loy bo'ina, I don't want to stay married to this guy anymore. So therefore we do need to be misakin ksuba. Okay, friends, that's all we have today. Bez Hashem, we'll continue Sunday morning with a subject on this. By the way, there's an interesting thing that we see over here. The Gemara wanted to know, how do we know the father could prevent the ma'anis from marrying the woman that he raped? Abai says, Shelo yechot de nisgar. He shouldn't benefit. You know, we're talking on the Dairaisa level over here. Wondering how do we know the father, Midairaisa, could interfere with the Ma'anis marrying her? So you're telling me a Svara we don't want him to gain? That means think about how powerful the Svara of Shalaye Chayte Niskar is. That means Shalaye Chayte Niskar is not only working on a rabbinic level, it's working on a Dairaisa level. It's saying there would be a Din Taira that the father cannot be Ma'akev. Now, you know, similar to this, we have when the Gemara wants to know, how do we know how to make Chavra of Araya? The Gemara says, Lamali Kra Svarahu, that sometimes when there's a compelling Svara, the Svara becomes Dairaisa. Okay, Rabbi Say, have a wonderful night. Tomorrow we have an amazing Shir. We're going to speak about Rabbi Menashe ben Israel and his adventures, just trying to discover the Aseres HaShvatim and meeting Oliver Cromwell. So stay tuned for that. Have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.